Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It is 7:20 on a Sunday morning, meaning it is time for Hancock and Kelly to join us. And we have nothing to talk about this week. It's been so boring around Washington lately. No, it's the first week of the Trump presidency, and there have been a lot of executive actions. Some might be considered pie in the sky. Some, already action has been taken on some of them. So, guys, let me start with you, Michael. What stood out among these actions?
Oh, I think the one that probably stands out the most is the birthright and the attempt to repeal the birthright citizenship. That's obviously unconstitutional, and I think the president knows it's unconstitutional, and therefore is, you know, going to start the court process, which he knows all too well, of dragging it on. And I think that will be a discussion we have in the country, which keeps immigration front and center, which I think ultimately may be what this president's up to. And then finally, I'd say I'm not too shocked by anything that we've seen in the first week. Donald Trump and the MAGA team forecasted and told you exactly what they were going to do if they were elected, and they've started the implementation of that.
John, what stood out to you?
Well, a couple of things are of particular concern to me. One is the suspension of the refugee program, where in particular this affects some of the folks in Afghanistan who are still in Afghanistan, who had either been interpreters for the U.S. military or who fought alongside the U.S. military. That conflict lasted 20 years. And there was widespread condemnation of Joe Biden when a lot of those folks were left behind in August of 2021 when the U.S. pulled out, and Donald Trump chief among the critics. And we had a program in place that was very skillfully removing these folks from Afghanistan where their lives are in danger, some of them children. And we were flying them out of that country eventually to the United States as part of our refugee program. Well, that program is now suspended. So that's a real concern to me. I think sometimes you make these orders and you don't do it with a scalpel. You do it with a hammer. And I think that's an instance of that. The other thing I'm concerned about is the suspension of all U.S. foreign aid. And I know foreign aid's not a popular thing for a lot of people who don't spend a lot of time dwelling on it. But over the course of our history, foreign aid has been an integral part of our national security. It's how we maintain a role in the world. It's how the United States is able to protect and secure allies. And when you take that funding off the table, what you're doing is you're leaving a void for others to step into. And by others, I'm thinking specifically about China and Russia. So, you know, there's a lot of the executive orders Donald Trump made that I agree with, but those two in particular are troubling.
Well, is there anyone in particular you agreed with that you want to mention?
Well, I think putting a freeze on the federal hiring is a positive. You know, the government is bloated. It always has been bloated. And I think allowing some time and introspection and study of the federal workforce has real merit.
Internationally, a couple of the orders or the things that he did were withdrawal from the World Health Organization, withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement, and his latest is to say that he thinks Jordan and Egypt should start accepting Palestinian refugees from Gaza, and he wants to support the idea of getting Palestinians out of Gaza. How much influence do you think that President Trump will have internationally? I'll ask you, Michael.
significant. He's the most powerful human being in the world, in the free world. Look, President Trump and his allies, meaning the folks inside of his political movement, are wanting to reorder the way that we do everything in the world. They mean it when they say American first. They want to pull back from the world stage. They think we're way involved in too many places. It's baffling to me that it's coming from the party of Ronald Reagan. But it's happening right before our eyes, and I don't see it letting up. And again, Scott, just none of what he's done to this point is surprising to me. Part of what makes me nervous is there doesn't seem to be much alarm, so maybe we just have to wait and see some of the consequences.
John, do you think that other international leaders, how do you think they're going to react to some of these measures?
Well, a lot of them aren't going to be happy about a lot of things, which it takes me right back to the foreign aid program. It's one of the ways that we were able to convince other governments to step up and help. I don't know in this context. Now, Egypt is one of the few places, Egypt and Israel, ironically, where U.S. foreign aid is still being delivered. So I suppose there's perhaps some influence over Egypt as it relates to these refugees. But the truth about these Palestinians is that nobody wants them. They're Muslim, but in the Middle East, in Muslim countries, they historically have not wanted them. It's one of the reasons why Egypt has closed off its border to Gaza. It made the delivery of aid that much more difficult. So whether Donald Trump is able to persuade these countries, Jordan and Egypt, to take these refugees remains to be seen. Maybe he can do it. But those folks do need someplace to go. And that remains the most unsettled region in the world.
Well, on Tuesday, Mike Kehoe gives the State of the State address. Michael, what do you think is the state of the state for Missouri right now?
Teetering. Look, I think we're facing some significant challenges in the state. You know, revenue's going down, population's not growing. We have cities, one that's growing over in Kansas City, but in all reality, most of that's on the Kansas side, not the Kansas City side. And then obviously the well-documented issues that we have in the St. Louis region. So I anticipate Mike Kehoe to be sobering as well as hopeful about what can be done. But I think he's going to lay out the fact that there's some major tasks ahead of us here in Missouri, and some of the shenanigans and antics that we've had over the last couple of years just can't continue. And to this point, Scott, things do seem to be humming along down in Jefferson City, and I think that's a positive for the state.
Okay. John Hancock, do you share that view?
Yeah, well, certainly as it relates to the revenue forecast of the state, Michael's correct. You know, we have gone through a period of relative robust revenue growth, and that does appear to be slowing. So, and a governor in this state has a constitutional requirement to balance the budget. So, that often determines where priorities are set. I'm looking forward to hearing what the governor's priorities are for the next year and the 3 years following. But dealing with that revenue shortfall is going to be a real challenge.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, thanks so much as always, guys.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
All right. Yeah, go Bills. All right, it is 728. You're listening to Total Information AM Sunday on this January 26th.